The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The San Jose Sharks take on the Vancouver Canucks at SAP Center at San Jose, looking for their fourth straight victory. Some big, big wins, but this is a divisional opponent, and the Sharks definitely want to get off to a good start against a Vancouver team that plays the Sharks four times and is coming off a very tough 6-0 defeat at the hands of the New Jersey Devils in their home rink. The Sharks overall are 3-7-2. They have 8 points, and they are in 14th place in the Western Conference. Vancouver, meanwhile, after 9 games played, find themselves 4-2-3 and in the final wild card spot in the Western Conference playoff race. Analyzing what's happened the last couple of games, head coach Ryan Warsofsky says that a variety of things have gone well.
You know, I think when we do things like on our forecheck and we're putting pucks in the places where we can establish our forecheck and hold on to pucks in the offensive zone, we do some good things. Again, it goes back to consistency, right? Got to be more consistent with it. Got to keep pucks off the goaltender. And then in our own end, we got to make sure we're defending with a purpose and committed to it.
Tyler Toffoli, veteran on the right wing, had 8 shots on goal against the Blackhawks. He discussed what's gone well the last 3 games, too.
Yeah, I think we've done a good job or a better job of limiting chances against, and I think we've been playing really, really well as a team and finding ways to win. I think all 3 games have been obviously a little bit different, so it's been fun. It's been good, and tonight's gonna be another challenge.
Of course, the main topic of discussion after the Chicago victory on Thursday was the goal scoring exploits of Will Smith, who scored his first 2 NHL goals and points in spectacular fashion. The first one was a tremendous reaction.
But it's put out to center. Here comes Will Smith. He chips it on the left wing side as he was being checked there from the right wing by Chicago's Craig Smith. And he shoots it around the boards. And now Cunnan gets it back. Rink wide. Will Smith takes the shot. He scores! First NHL goal for Will Smith at 6:52 in the first. And what a rocket of a shot. Snapping the puck from the left wing corner, top shelf. Sharks 1, Blackhawks nothing.
But his second goal not only had a tremendous release on it, but also showed that he can think the game, setting up a screen and putting the puck top shelf.
So Eklund putting it off the skate of Seth Jones and off the goalpost. Now Sharks steal it. Gathered Smith, shoot, score! Will Smith gets a second goal. His second in the National Hockey League, and another unbelievable reach and release by the kid from Massachusetts. Sharks 3 and the Blackhawks 2.
Walking past Will Smith at 5:30 before the game started, we wished him good luck. He looked back and confidently said, "Tonight's the night." How did he know? Will told us on the Sharks Extra post-game show following the game.
I don't know, I'm kind of good at that stuff, just get that gut feeling, and then it just happens, so like I said, it's fun and good.
And Fabian Zetterlund, who brings a 4-game point scoring streak into tonight's action against the Canucks, says that the fun must continue.
Really fun. It's so much fun to win, and we're going to go out there and do it again.
The Teal Report will continue from SAP Center right after this on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Oh, what a save by Blackwood!
As the official marketplace of the Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Classic shoots, and he scores!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
The doctor will see you now.
But do they really? Do they see you as a mother who's a daughter and a caregiver? Fearless but sometimes fearful? A health nut with a French fry habit? An O-positive geologist named Patty who's here today for a melanoma exam? At Kaiser Permanente, we believe the only way to care for all of you is by seeing all that is you. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you. Learn more at kp.org.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Mackenzie Blackwood gets the start in nets for the San Jose Sharks for the second consecutive game. He was outstanding against the Chicago Blackhawks on Thursday, making save after spectacular save, especially when the Hawks put the pressure on in the third period.
Will Smith steals it, feeds it across the rink, and grabbed by Barkley Goodrow there, but checked away by Dickinson to Ryan Donato, who moves into the Sharks' end, centering pass Mikheyev, shot right on, save made by Mackenzie Blackwood, and the rebound pushed out. That's a big save by Blackwood.
Tyler Toffoli has always said you never have enough goaltending, and he has really appreciated what both Blackwood and Vitek Vanacek have done this year.
They've been great all season long. They've given us a chance and kept us in games when we weren't playing our best, so they got to keep doing what they're doing, and like I said, we got to keep continuing to be better in the D zone and limit chances against.
It's pretty unanimous in the Sharks dressing room if the goaltending is appreciated. Here's Fabian Zetterlund.
Oh yeah, they've been awesome. You know, both Vitek and Blackie, it's been unreal for us. So yeah, they got to keep going too.
But tonight is also the Sharks' debut of Timothy Liljegren on defense. He was acquired in exchange for Matt Benning and two draft picks a couple of days ago. One practice with the team yesterday, and he says he's excited to wear teal.
Feels good. I'm excited. Excited for tonight. Ready to go, and hopefully have some fun.
Liljegren is an offensively minded defenseman, a right-handed shot, and he thinks that his style will suit the Sharks well.
I don't know, tough to say after one practice, but I guess we'll see tonight. But I feel like my game will suit them, and I'm just gonna go out and have fun, play my game, and see how it goes.
One of Timothy's strengths is knowing what to do with the puck before you actually get it. He's a quick decision maker, and he thinks that that will really be a big asset to his game here.
Yeah, I think so. Can I use my skating to open up lanes, to pass and shoot, and also defensively to kind of shut down plays defensively too. So that's what I'm trying to.
Timothy has played with Carl Grundstrom on the Toronto Marlies, and also with the Maple Leafs. He was a teammate of Cody Ceci. But he also played on the World Junior team with Fabian Zetterlund, and Zetterlund is excited to have Liljegren in the Sharks lineup.
It's a huge part. I mean, when I saw he got traded, I got happy, because I know him really well. So, he's a great guy off the ice, he's humble and kind to everyone. So it's a great guy to have too. And even on the ice, he has some offensive stuff that is really good, and everyone is going to see that tonight. And I think he worked on his defensive style, in Toronto there, and I think he got really good at that too. So it's a great two-way defenseman.
Right wing Tyler Toffoli has played against Liljegren in his career. He gave us an assessment.
Playing against him, he makes so many good little plays, and I think he's going to get a really good opportunity here with, power play and a lot of 5-on-5 times, so I think we've been on the ice together one time so far and been impressed, so we'll see how tonight goes.
Vancouver will go with Kevin Lankin in the nets tonight, coming off that 6-0 loss at the hands of New Jersey at home. Coach Rick Tocchet says they just want to get back on the winning track, and he says it's part of the challenge for all coaches in the league these days to try to develop young players and at the same time try to win.
Well, it's hard because I went through an Arizona earlier on. It's, you want to win. But you're also, you got young players and you want to develop and make sure that they play the right way. You're not going to win unless the young guys play the right way. So that's the hard part, is to you know, if you're losing games, to make sure that the locker room, the culture, yeah, you don't accept losing, but as long as the young gut players are playing the right way and they're developing the right direction, you know, you can live with the other stuff. So, you know, that's what the Sharks are doing. You know, they got some good young players and they're developing these guys, and they're hell of a players. You know, it's just a matter of playing the right way. I went through there in Arizona, the same situation.
Scott Hannon and I will have the call starting at 6:30 Pacific time. The Sharks and the Canucks at SAP Center. Hope you join us on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app and on terrestrial affiliates. I'm Dan Rusinowski.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.